Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. How is everybody doing today on the first day of the week? It is a blessing to be here, to be among the land of the living, to be a part of the children of Israel, the awakened and the remnant. Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High, Yah. You know, all it takes is sometimes you to just sit back and reflect on how good he's been. You know, the things that could have happened to you that didn't. You know, some of the things that probably should have happened to you and didn't. You know, but that his grace and his mercy was there. And it's new every morning. I mean, it's just it's a blessing to have an Elohim like we have today, you know. And it's just, I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to be among the children of Israel with the knowledge of who we are and whose we are, you know, with the expectation of the things that he has in store for his children. And it has truly, truly, truly been a pleasure, you know, to be a part of this awakening, you know, to watch other people wake up and to watch the growth and to watch the growth within myself and to watch how Yah is just, you know, slowly, like a father, he's just slowly teaching and leading us and guiding us into all truth. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. She has been phenomenal in the things she's, and the wisdom, you know, when she exercises that wisdom part of her, it's just amazing. I'm telling you, you know, when you understand the Godhead and you can kind of try to understand it anyway, it is just an amazing thing. And, you know, Sister Yasantia said something last week. She said, you know, I had to realize he's a king. Yes, you know, and that we have to respect him as a king. But as much as he's a king, he's a father. And it's like, you know, my father's a king, you know, and it's like, wow. And sometimes I have to tell myself that, you know, my father's a king. I have to be able to understand, you know, that he holds two positions, and he, you know, as a royal king, he deserves all the respect, the honor, and the glory. But as a father, he deserves my obedience. You know, and it's just like, wow, this is really something, you know. So I'm just a little full today. I'm excited to be here, excited to be alive. The things that we have been learning, the confirmations that we received in just 24 hours. You know, and the things that he has taught us, you know, I don't know about any other groups, I'm not putting any of them other groups down, but at the Nation of Yehuda, the Most High has given us a well-rounded education. We have learned things, and these things have been confirmed by other nations, news medias, and all other things. You know, and it is just a blessing to know that you're on the right track. You know, that he has given you sound, solid information, and you somewhat have an idea of what's going on, you know. And that the biggest thing is that we have to be obedient. You know, that's where it comes in. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, believe me, I've been in the house since last Sunday. I mean, haven't gone outside, you know, because I was doing the grandmother duty, so I didn't go anywhere, you know. So last night, it was my intention after the sun went down to just take a ride, because I've been in here all week, you know. And then when they said, oh, we got double Sabbath, I'm like, oh, man, you know. But obedience is better than sacrifice, so I'm sitting here until the sun goes down this evening, because, you know, I want to be obedient to the Most High. And that is so very important, you know, because those are the things that he requires of his children, you know. So I just wanted to say that. Anybody want to push one? You know, one of the brothers had let us on to something last night, and it's something that's going on in Nigeria. We need to pray for them over there. I wanted to play a clip for you real quick, so that we could know exactly what's going on, and, you know, because they're flooding over there as well, and it's just really something. Hold on, let me go. Here we go.
300 people have died in Nigeria in the last 2 months, as the country suffers its worst flooding in decades. Large expanse of farmlands have been lost to floods. This has further aggravated the food crisis in places like northeast Nigeria, where jihadist-induced conflicts have already caused food shortages. Recent flooding have also affected neighboring Niger Republic, which is also impacted by jihadist insurgency. The International Crisis Group Save the Children says children make up about half of those affected by the floods in Nigeria and Niger. Authorities warn that the situation could get worse, with more heavy rains expected in the coming days. Besides, water released from a dam in neighboring Cameroon have started inundating communities that are already flooded. Some of Nigeria's largest dams have also started spilling excess water from their reservoirs. Authorities are treating the situation as an emergency. People in flood-prone areas have been asked to move to high grounds and stockpile food and other essential items to serve them during periods of possible displacement. Emergency staff on leave have been recalled in view of the environmental crisis.
All right, I just wanted to be able to put that out there for you, just to let you know that Nigeria is really flooding as well. The food crisis is terrible, you know, and it's just a terrible situation. Cameroon, all of these places have really suffered. Houses have been destroyed, you know, the children, and the food is just, you know, it's just it's diminishing. I mean, they don't really have enough to do what they need to do with. On top of it, and this is, they've issued an emergency, so we really do need to be praying for them as well. You know, that the Most High opens up some resources for them that they may have it. You know, and pray for those families that are lost. They say over 300 people have died during the flooding. And the hurricane didn't help matters either. So, you know, we're just continuing to pray and watch the things that are happening here now. So please keep them in your prayers as well. You know, I just want to be able to put that out there. I didn't want to seem like I just dismissed it like it didn't matter, because it does. You know, it's just something, you know, they're asking for food relief. And everything is just really a terrible situation. Let me see if I can find another one. Hold on here.
Director General of the National Emergency Management Agency says the 2022 flood disaster may turn out to be the worst ever recorded in the country. At a stakeholders meeting in Abuja, Mustafa Ahmed told journalists that over 300 deaths have so far been recorded, tasking state governments to ensure they have a response mechanism in communities within their state. Moyo Thomas reports.
The flooding challenge in Nigeria is on the increase, with the Director General of the National Emergency Management Agency confirming they receive about 500 disaster alerts daily. Before now, 2012 was the worst ever recorded flooding disaster. With poor records and reports, total loss in that disaster was estimated to be about $16.9 billion. Losses in 2022 disaster, now said to be worse than 2012, can only be imagined. This is particularly disheartening because flooding disaster, though an impact of climate change, could be mitigated. Before the start of the rainfall season, the Nigerian Meteorological Agency raised concerns that the expected volume of rainfall could be high. This stakeholders meeting is to further chart a course for disaster management through risk reduction.
They're not taking the reports we're sending to them very seriously. Immediately, NIMET releases their report, we send the risk mapping to see, identifying risk areas that will be hit by disaster. So these states have all this information. With all this information, we believe states are to develop mitigation strategies. NEMA can be anywhere all the time, but the states can start and NEMA can follow up.
Before now, everybody knows of disaster in terms of relief intervention. So with this perspective, that we have created this forum to speak to ourselves at the national level, it is expected that with what they have gained here, they will take back to their various institutions and realign their activities to key into disaster risk reduction. Because when the risks are reduced, the impact will be less, the effect and the consequences will be less. I think there is a general statement that prevention is better than cure.
So basically, I don't know if you can really understand him. It's kind of hard, but they're getting together on a state level, and they put together a report, and they said that they're not responding to the report as serious as they should, you know, because of the flooding, and it's continuing to rain. And like I said, they've lost houses. There's a food shortage. So let us please keep them in our prayers as well. Some very serious stuff is happening. You know, but these are the things that the Most High he said that was going to happen. You know, so we have to continue, you know, to pray and help move this thing forward, because it's really turning into something. I mean, it's stuff happening everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, it is something going on with somebody. It's just something, I'm telling you, to be able to see all of these things that are happening at one time. Anybody want to push one, you're more than welcome to feel free to do that. I just, you know, wanted to know, you know, how you guys thought about some of the topics that we talked about yesterday and how you see this thing moving forward and the confirmation that we're getting through regular news of these things that we've talked about years and years ago that are coming to pass. I mean, you know, I was talking to my mom today and a couple of my sisters today, you know, about the different blood types and stuff that they've come up with now and all of the stuff that's happening. And you know, everybody just kind of sitting back like, what? You know, and it's like, yeah. So it is really beginning to take shape. You know, it's really beginning to take shape. We're moving into the end times, you know, and we're getting ready for the one world government, the one world religion, the one world financial system. All of these things are happening according as the scripture said that they would, you know, and nobody can stop it. It's because it's his word, and his word is going to come to pass. His word is going to fulfill itself, you know, and it's moving so fast and so subtle. You know, and it's just really getting, you know, everybody's just getting in position. The players are being positioned differently around the board. So, you know, how do you guys feel about that? I mean, you know, and a lot of things, you know, we can try to tell our families, but like we said yesterday, they don't even listen. They don't listen to the stuff that we try to tell them. You know, then you might capture their attention for a few minutes. You might have their attention for a few seconds. But at the end of the day, I really think that social media, and I'm not, you know, I'm just going to be honest, social media has really been a more hurt than it has been good, in my opinion. Because it's just like the video games. I remember when the video games came out. These video games came out, and these kids was just, they were just in awe. They could sit there for hours and hours and hours and play the game to the point where you would have to literally take it from them. Because they wouldn't want to do anything else. Kids even stop playing outside. They don't even go outside and play and get dirty no more. They just, especially when we moved from the city to the suburbs. When we moved into the suburbs, there was no kids outside. And I'm like, where's all the kids? But they were all indoors. Everybody was doing things indoors. They were involved in the video games, and they were doing this and that and the other. And it's like, well, why aren't the little kids at least outside? And it just was a different environment than the inner city was. And then social media came around. And now it has just, I think that it's done more harm than it has done good. Yes, you can get a lot of information from social media, but at the same time, it's very distracting. And I just want to know what you guys think about that whole thing, because it seems to be very distracting to me. You know, I have children, and they're on Facebook and TikTok and Snapchat and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's too preoccupied. They're too preoccupied with this to the point where they're really, to me, not paying attention to what's going on around them. You know, and unless they see it on Facebook or somewhere. And it's like, you need to find out what's happening. And what I'm afraid of is they're going to be so preoccupied that by the time they do decide to look up, it's going to already be in position and moving forward. It is. I mean, is it just me, or do you guys see the same thing? You know, because you can't come against it. You know, I don't even know what they would do if they shut Facebook down. I really don't know. I don't even think, you know, because it's been such a part of their lives now. and it's to the point where even churches is on Facebook now. You know, and I don't know. I don't think, do you think it was for the better or for the worse? Somebody please feel free to push one. Do you think all this social media is for the good or for the bad? Because I think this is a way that they're going to use to reach the masses. Well, they already using it. You know, you're going to use, they already using it to reach the masses. And I think it's going to be pretty easy. I just really do. You know, it's a situation where you look and you like, okay, it's good on one end and bad on the other end. You know, and I wonder how many people can really just shut it down. Because we did that. If you did the Day of Atonement and you really did it correctly, you shut everything down. No Facebook, no TikTok, no Snapchat, no phone, no nothing. And it gave up everybody an opportunity to reflect. And I wonder how many people can are willing to do that. Just shut it down. You know, anybody feel free to push one. I don't want to be talking to myself, you know. It's just one of them situations where, you know, you just wonder, like, wow, you know, are we really, you know, and it's going to take the Most High. I'm going to tell you that right now. All we can do is our part, you know. Like Sister Afion said, we water, you know, one we plant, one water, and y'all give the increase, because it's going to take divine intervention in order to penetrate these people's minds. It really is, because we have gotten to a point now where people are just not caring anymore. They're not focused about anything but me, myself, and I. They don't care anymore, you know? And it's just one of them situations where we're going to have to really, and prayer is the only thing that's going to change. But even with that, the Most High is the one who's going to have to do the changing. Because, you know, it's just then got to the point where it's out of control, you know, to the point where, you know, we have, and praise y'all that we woke up, that he woke us up, that we have some knowledge of what this thing is really all about. And we still don't know it all, but we do have a little knowledge as to what's going on, because believe me you, or believe you me, there is layers of this stuff. And they just keep adding layers on top of layers on top of layers on top of layers, and then you always get, and if you try to absorb all of this stuff, you would be mad. You really would be. That's why I try my best to stay in the Word of Yah, focus on some of the current events, and then keep it moving, because there's no way we're going to be able to absorb it all. There's no way. Anybody feel free, anybody agree with me, feel free to push one. I mean, you know, it's a lot, but and that's why I tell everybody, sometimes you have to back away from this stuff. You have to back away from it. Even the knowledge that we have, sometimes you have to do something else. You have to go places and do something else, pick up a hobby, do something, because you can't. There's no way to absorb it all, because this is bigger than you and me. It is. It really is. It's bigger than any Hebrew Israelite camp. This is really spiritual warfare 101. It really is. And they've gone to a whole nother level. Area code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, shalom, shalom, Sister Diana. I didn't want to say much, but however, when we talked about yesterday the different type of blood type, the new blood types that we're getting, so you know yesterday on my local news channel, did they mention that? And I was kind of surprised that they mentioned it locally, but they did mention it. I guess that's all I wanted to say.
All right, no problem. I'll put you back on mute. I mean, you know, but even when I'm saying all of that, you know what? It goes in people's ear, one ear and out the other one. They really don't, you know, because one thing about the, let me tell you about the Most High, what I've learned, that Bible is open book. You can open that book and he wrote the end from the beginning. To some people, it's just a story. Some people, it ain't real. Some people, it's been tampered with. Some people, it's this, it's that. But one thing about it is confirmed through the sure word of prophecy that's in that book. And it's laid out from the beginning to the end what's going to happen, who he met, the promises he gave, the things he said and what he promised to do, whether it was good or bad, these things are laid out in black and white in just a book. Well, if he's that way, then the enemy has to be that way too. So he lays his out through the media. He lays his out through television. He lays his stuff out through the news. And he puts it in a way, in a form where it's entertainment a lot of times, where people don't take it to heart. And they'd be like, oh, that wasn't nothing. That ain't real. And then I'll give you for instance. What was that movie that Dan Brown made a movie about the God particle? And they had the actual colliders, whatever that thing is called, that this God particle was going, angels and demons, that's what it was, and that they had figured out a way how to bring matter into one place, and if it cooled down, it would blow up and open up a whole new universe, all kind of stuff. Well, the same collider that they had in the movie is the same thing they have now that they're using right now. You know, and people, you know, they looked at it, oh, this is nothing but entertainment. No, they're telling you exactly what they're doing. So it doesn't surprise me that it's on the news. It's, you know, they have to put it on the news. It's just, it's not impacting the people the way we think it should. It's not. Because everybody is caught up in themselves. Everybody's caught up in themselves or the things that they feel deem is necessary, and right now it's not anything serious. Because especially our people, we always feel like, oh, they'll fix it. Oh, I'm not going to worry about it because the government will fix it. We ain't going to worry about that because it's going to be all right. You know, and let me say something to you. I want to really be honest with you and not to instill any fear, but it's going to get worse. It is. It's going to get worse. And we know that. So we have been preparing ourselves for the worst. It's going to get worse. And when it does, then everybody's going to be in a forced shock and not to know what to do, you know. And it's just, that's just the way it is. Everything has to be laid out in the open. And it's in the open. It's in the open. You know, so this is where we are today. You know, we just encourage everybody to pray. This is really a time for everybody to begin to pray and to repent and continue to pray and try your best to walk the best you can according to his law, statutes, and his commandments. You know, it's real talk. I mean, seriously. I see so much stuff. People throw so much stuff at me all day long. My email is flooded with, and I don't mind it because people send stuff and they send this and they send that. And, you know, I look at it and some of it I look at and some of it I smile at because it has to be. These are the things that have to be. It's not going to get any better. It has to be. But one thing I did think about, I said, you know, what's so unique about this time is that this is the Gentile rule. The Europeans rule. And this rule is going to be so crucial that in the midst of this rule, we're going to see Star Wars in the sky. They've already created the Space Force. You know what I'm saying? They're preparing to battle something in the heavens. The Gentiles are. You know, and you look, because I'm a Trekkie fan, I always have been, and I was looking at that the other day, and I'm like, wow, these people are really trying to make this a reality. They have really created a space force to go up into the heavens. Well, the Bible said they're going to fight against Christ when he comes back. They're going to fight against him when he comes back. He'll be the alien coming from another planet, so to speak. And the whole world is going to come up against him. You know, so these are some really serious times that we're watching this stuff manifest itself, because who would have thought they would have went going in space? They have an extra branch now to the military that is a space force. They have an anthem Let me see if I can find it again. They have a Space Force anthem that they have created with a uniform and everything. That looks a lot like the stuff that they wear on in some of these movies. Crazy stuff. Looks a lot like it. Let me play it for you real quick. I want you to hear. Let me see if I can, let me see what I can come up with. Let me see if this is it. Hold on. Here we go. United States Force lyrics. And it says, and it's swiftly mocked. People are laughing at it like, really, though. I don't see where they have it written down, but it's just incredible. It's some Star Trek stuff that these people, these governments now, have decided that they're ready to go. Now, where did they get the technology to be able to go to the stars? Where did they get it? This is where we headed. We already here, y'all. We've already made it here. It's happening right now in real time. And you know what? It's happening so subtle that nobody's really paying it attention. Nobody really cares. Nobody really cares. Nobody has anything to say. Because the Most High said some of us will be, I won't say us, but he said that some people will be going out, some people will be taken off earth. And when we brought this scripture up, everybody said we was crazy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 4. He said, if any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of the heaven, he said, from thence will the Most High, thy Elohim, gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. How are we going to be driven to the outmost parts of heaven? And when we brought this up to everybody back in the day, everybody said we was crazy. Oh, that ain't what that means. That's just a metaphor. Not necessarily so. Not now. Right before our eyes, this stuff is happening right before our eyes, and nobody is saying anything about it. Nobody has anything to say about it one way or the other. They don't care. They don't. I mean, is it just me? I mean, for real. Nobody is saying anything about the things that are happening. And like you said, they're not hiding it. Like Brother Uriah said, it was on his news. They brought it up on the news about the bloodlines, the new bloodlines that they came up with. They're not hiding it. You know what they know? They know that the people are so dumbed down now that they just don't care. They don't care. They don't care. I mean, we didn't have brothers on the corner for years and years and years, at least. I know at least 15 years. You know, and not to say that it's not working, but at the end of the day, people just don't care. It's not anything that's important to their lives anymore. They don't care. You know, but guess what? It doesn't stop us from sounding the alarm because we still got to tell them. Our responsibility is to tell them. And it reminds me of Noah, when Noah was building the ark. Noah was just a building and a building, and I'm sure that them folks, they packed a lunch and came and sat out and watched him. And they laughed at him as he was dragging them logs and he was putting that ark together and building it because nobody had ever seen anything like it before. And they laughed at him and they talked about him and they scoffed at him and they did all the things that they did to him because nobody had ever heard of such. Right, the Most High was doing it right in front of their face. And nobody said anything. He was building it. That should have gave him a heads up right there, right in front of their face. He had the man doing it right in front of their face, and nobody said anything about it. They thought it was a joke. Guess what? Until the first raindrop fell. Because it had never rained. The water was coming up from the ground. It was moistening the ground from the bottom up. And then one day something dripped. And somebody said, what is that? And then once he got everybody in the ark, and this is what's so beautiful, he made sure that every species was in there that was going to survive. He shut the door. Oh, I'm sure they laughed and laughed. You up in there with them stinking animals? They're going to be pooping and everything all over you. Oh, y'all up in there with them stinking animals making noise and smelling. imagine until the raindrop fell on somebody's face and it just dripped. And they said, what is that? Oh, that must have came from the trees. And then it dripped again. And then it started trickling. I've never seen this before. And it started raining all over their arms and stuff. And then they began to realize, wait a minute. Maybe this is, it's something to this. Wait a minute. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, tonight that is exactly how it's going to be now. It's the same folks. You know, so they're just too preoccupied in the wrong stuff. You know, nobody's telling them anymore, repent. You can't go to a, you can't even go to a church no more and hear a pastor say, it's time to repent. Just nobody's saying it. Israel seems to be the only voice that is saying it today. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm telling you, I surfed this internet. I listened to some of the sermons that these pastors have, just a small piece of it. There's some of the stuff that these pastors are saying, and nobody's talking about repentance. Nobody is. It's not. There's no, there's nobody talking about it no more. It's Israel. Stand out on the street corner. Repent. Yah is on his way back. He coming back. You know? And because of the way it's being delivered, they believe that it's a racist message. But I'm telling you, all the things that are happening today is happening for a reason. These scripts, and if you go, if the Most High said in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 4, if any of thine be driven to the outermost parts of the heavens, somebody up in space. He knew somebody was going to end up in space. He did. And we just be looking at half of them, don't even know nothing about it. Some of our own children will sign up to go up there because they think it's cool. They will. And these are the things that we face every day because we have to continue to let them know, no, that's what the scripture said. This is all a part of the plan. This is all a part of the way he has this thing set up. This is all a part of the end time prophecies. This is it. Just like the video we saw with the spaceships and the man was saying, you know, what the F is this? Remember, he was like, where are they going? You know, spaceships. Just flying. And he started calling the blood of Jesus. It's like, that ain't going to stop this. They coming. There's nothing you can do to stop this. And he was like, honey, pull over. Oh, my goodness, what is this? It was just so many of them, you know? But it's nothing you can do to stop it. No. But they got to come back. They got to come back. And according to the book of Daniel, they have to come back and set up territorials, set up territories, and put things in order. They have to come back. And they're getting the world ready for it. I mean, you know, we have to keep telling you whether you understand it or not, whether you listen to it or not, whether you continue to listen to us or not, because you'll never stand before the Most High and say, did nobody tell me this? This is the first time. He said, oh, yes, they did, because I made sure they did. Cue the tape. He's going to tell the angel, cue up the tape. And they're going to say, remember when you was on this radio show and they were talking about this? You heard it then. That's why all through the scripture, he said, he that have an ear, let him hear. Don't dismiss this stuff. This is real stuff going on right now. Real stuff. You know, and we have to be able to get ready for this stuff. And it's happening right before our eyes. You know, the blood types. I'm going to play that too. The blood types. And they've created some new blood types. They got new blood types out here. New blood types. is scary. Scary. New blood groups. It's real serious. Let's see. Let me see if I can find one that really makes sense. You know, like I said, the Hydrogen Collider, CERN, that was in Angels and Demons. That was in the movie. That's how they were able to bring the God particle together. That Hydrogen Collider, the CERN project, was in the movie of Angels and Demons. And we was all looking at it just like it was entertainment, like all the same. But now they have it. They have it. You know? Serious business. Now, we have to just get prepared for this stuff. This stuff is, you know, and like I said, you know, we have to be the ones to understand what it means. Let me see if I can find, let me see if this one will do.
Greg Lansman, increase.
On, 1 minute. I'm going to pull this one up as well so that you'll be able to have this. But, you know, people are so, they're so preoccupied with the elections and all that. Hey, before you know it, boy, it's going to be a wrap. Woo, crucial. Here we go.
Your blood type? Scientists say everyone should, in case of a life-threatening emergency that results in a need for a blood transfusion. But now, they've discovered a new group of blood types that you may need to be aware of in rare occasions. The new group, called the ER blood group. According to the journal Blood, there are a total of 5 ER antigens in this group based on genetic variations. The blood type can cause immune cells to attack mismatched cells, which has happened in other cases where blood types are incompatible. The ER antigen was discovered years ago, but the study is the first to describe different mutations of the antigen. Experts say while it may be rare, it could be important for physicians and nurses to pay attention to if they're having trouble diagnosing their patient.
Y'all hear that? New blood types. Brand new blood types. Let me see if I can get another one. Hold on. Here we go.
Scientists have discovered a new blood type. There are type O, type A, and type B. But what if scientists have yet to discover a rare blood combination or compound? Doctors recently found a new blood type in a UK hospital after operating on a woman who unexpectedly lost her newborn child. Unidentified antibodies were found in the mother's blood, leading scientists to investigate the unfamiliar cells more deeply. It's led to the discovery of a new blood type, labeled AIR. A blood sample was sent to a Bristol lab that specializes in examining blood groups. When they started to identify the sample, the scientists realized that the type was ultra-rare, which may have provided complications for the mother's baby. These researchers think it's plausible that the woman's antibodies recognized the baby as a foreign object, deciding to attack the womb and the unborn baby inside. Though this seems absurd, antibodies attacking a child in the womb aren't entirely uncommon and were documented more frequently decades ago when blood grouping had a minimal understanding. After discovering that the mother's blood had unexpectedly rare elements, the scientists examined the cells to find out what exactly made the compound different. After much research and discovery, they decided to create a new blood type and grouping system, AIR. According to Wired, the AIR system is the 44th system to be named by scientists. Though A, B, O, and AB are the main blood types people ascribe to, this isn't the only system that helps identify and classify blood. While the 4 significant types help determine people's antibodies, grouping systems can be more thorough due to the inclusion of sugars and proteins that coat the individual's blood. Though 44 different systems might be unheard of to the average person, there are more classifications for blood that scientists and doctors are familiar with than the 4 main types. Over the past decade, one new blood type or system has been identified each year. The types discovered each year are profoundly rare, which makes classifying them correctly a world of difference for blood donation processes or other transfusion operations. Nicole Thornton at NHS Blood and Transplant in the United Kingdom is one of the premier researchers for antibody peculiarity. Thornton and her team investigate scarce blood types, which are sent to the lab when hospitals have issues identifying samples. In 2020, the researchers discovered a brand new blood type, MAM negative, which had only been assigned to 11 people worldwide. Exceptionally rare blood classifications are often found in single families, realizing certain blood types can be exclusive to genetic relations. On even more infrequent occasions, certain people will have unusual antibody combinations from different parts of the world. With the new air detection, Thornton and her team found that the mother's blood was identical to the previous samples, with no familial relation. Thornton discovered a protein variation in air blood that made it rarer than other blood types. The protein, PIZL, was the culprit for the subject's incompatibility with different blood classifications. Though the classification's discovery has evidence to support its finding, the new system won't be formally ratified until the upcoming International Society of Blood Transfusion meeting. The Post scientists have discovered a new blood type appeared first on Tell Me Best. Thank you for watching. Smash that like button, leave a comment if you enjoyed watching, and share the video on your social media.
There you have it. There it is. I mean, shalom, shalom, Brother Leonard. Your mic is open. You on the air.
Yeah, I was just on. He's talking about the flood. You know, they got another water event. That's the East Coast Post flood. It's on a $10 bill and a $100 bill. And so, I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, but that Nord Stream pipeline got attacked, right?
Uh-huh.
And now Russia got their latest submarine missing. Mm-hmm. They're saying they don't know where it's at, but it's in the Atlantic, and they possess this nuclear bomb that they call it the Poseidon, and you, when how it operates is you ignite it under the water, and it causes a 500-600 foot tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they don't know where it's at. But it's already on the money. It's on the $10 bill and the $100 bill. That's
a submarine on $100.
What's that?
What's on the $100 bill?
A flood event. A tidal wave is going to hit the East Coast, specifically New York. It's on the $10 bill and the $100 bill. And before that, they had the World Trade, 9/11 on the money. And they had Oklahoma City bombing on the money. So they got a water event that they already got set up, that the East Coast is going to get flooded by a tsunami. And it's not a coincidence they got a submarine, Russian submarine out in the Atlantic they can't find. They don't know where it's at. And it's got the most deadliest nuclear bomb on it, and it's a bomb that explodes under the water. And it's designed to cause a tsunami. And they can't find it.
I can believe that.
You can add the rest of that up.
I can believe at this point, anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was watching one of the history channels, and they were talking about America and the so-called founding fathers and the Masons and all that stuff. One of the Masonic men was like, if you look at this $1 bill, he said this is the most, this money has more esoteric symbolism on it than any money in the world. He said it is on there for a reason. And I was like, you know, that is the truth. So I can believe that. I can believe that. They got to tell you. They can't hide anything. There's no secrets. They have to tell you because everything the Most High is doing is in open out in the book. So they have to tell you, too. But they just tell you in a way where if you're not paying attention, you just don't pay no attention. It's like, oh, that ain't no big deal. You just tripping. Right. Then you become a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you just a conspiracy theorist. And you be like, okay. So I just stop talking. I get to the point where I just quit talking. It's like, whatever. I ain't for real. Now everybody looking at me all crazy like she ain't been sending out no text messages to the family. Nope, sure, I ain't saying nothing to nobody because, you know, it's going to creep up on you. And the very thing that you're afraid of losing, you're going to end up losing it anyway. So I'm not getting ready to go through that and feel that way. I'm just not going to start. I'm not going to do that. Because, you know, when you first become conscious, you want your whole family to notice the stuff of what you're learning. But people don't care. They don't care. new blood types, ER1, ER2, ER3, ER4, ER5. They said Africans have ER5. Brand new blood types. And the woman, the way the Most High has set up the womb of the woman, that if there is a fetus in there that is not supposed to be there, and it doesn't match up with her blood, the body will begin to attack the fetus, and that is exactly what happened. She got pregnant, and the body did not recognize the fetus, and it attacked the fetus, and the baby died. No, so this stuff is, and it's all, like I said, it's not nothing new. It's all over the news. Brother Uriah heard it on the news. It's all over Google. That's how I found out. I was just scrolling through Google one day on my phone and saw it. And I'm like, what is this? And I began to read it. So it's not a secret. It's just for the people who don't want to know it. They don't want to know it. No. This is some real stuff that's happening real in real time every day. And like I said, the Most High said, if any of thine be taken to the outermost parts of the heaven, I'm gonna gather you from there. They're going into space for a reason. They just not going up there just to, they ain't just been going up there just to be going. Somebody has technology to the point where they feel comfortable that they can go up in space and fight. Somebody even gave them some technology to the point where they feel like they're comfortable enough to go up in space and defend the earth. So, I mean, you know, we just have to be realistic about this stuff. This stuff is real. This ain't nothing we be talking about just to have something to say. They showing you in black and white. Brother Yerushalayim, what was the name of that video where the man saw those spaceships that was coming through the air, and it was a whole bunch of them, and he was like, where are they going? I was trying to pull that up, and I couldn't get the name of it. What was the name of that video?
Was that the one in Texas?
Yes.
They were looking at Texas, yes, with the name of the one. I'm trying to think of the name of the city. It was like, I just got to think of the name of the city. But I know what you're talking about. I think it was it El Paso, Texas?
I don't know. I'm going to put it in there.
UFOs over El Paso, Texas?
Let me see. This is 2022. Let me see if that's it. It causes a stir. And UF sightings more than 14 years ago. U.S. witness drones. No, that ain't the one. Where the man and wife was driving, and he was like, what is
right.
You remember?
Yeah. Yes, I remember. I'm just trying to think of the city that it was in, because it was UFO, man spots UFOs, and it was the name of the little city it was in. It wasn't El Paso. Let's see, what was it?
No.
I'm really trying to think of this.
His wife was traveling. He was like the blood of Jesus. And
yeah.
And then remember, she was like, where are they all going? So, I mean, you know, it's something that people are seeing. They're not hiding it anymore. They don't have to hide it anymore. All they have to do is put it out there just so that they can say, we did make it known. Nobody was paying attention. You know? For real. It just is, it's some serious stuff. You know? And he's seen multiple of them. Multiple lights. Oh, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on in Texas where they're seeing multiple lights in the sky. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, they've already admitted that it's real. Presidents have admitted that it's real. The government has admitted that it's real. And now it's time. It's just time. No, it is. I can't find it, and I thought I had saved it. But yeah, it's time. It really is. It's time to be, you know, for that to happen too, you know, and all of that. Because remember, we talked about the hybrid program. All this stuff is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunate, you know. Now, you know, we listen to it and we put it in the back of our minds, you know, and we go do what we normally do. But at the end of the day, you know, when they start putting it on YouTube and showing people what's going on, you can't ignore it anymore. You just can't. You can't ignore it anymore.
It's a lot of stuff going on. I saw last night where they have reportedly saw a Russian convoy coming from their nuclear base. So you know that's going to be all over the place.
Crucial. You know, and then they're telling everybody to get prepared because the nuclear threat is real with Vladimir Putin and stuff. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, what can we do about it other than make sure that we get some of those tablets? You know, and have some of those on standby in the event that we need them. But, yeah, serious stuff. Serious stuff going on, you know. And we keep telling everybody and people, ooh and ah, oh, wow, that's deep. And then they go back to doing what they're doing. And it's like, I was watching a program, and they were saying, you know, when this stuff do hit the fan and they shut down and it's a food shortage, you know, it's not so much that, you know, we have to be worried about the government, but the people who didn't prepare, they're going to become a threat because they don't have what they need because they was too busy twerking and finger-popping and doing all the stuff that they had no business. And then everybody else been preparing, and you're going to want to come and try to take what I have. No, you should have been paying attention like everybody else was.
Yep.
You know? That's what he was saying. He was like, the biggest thing is the people who weren't prepared. Those are the ones that's going to be in the street looting and running, trying to find food and can't find nothing to eat and stuff because everybody's so caught up in the stuff they don't have no business being caught up in. You know.
It's like it going one ear and out the other when you're telling people.
It do. It does. It really, really, really does. And it's just like, okay, well, you know, you have to deal with the way you're going to have to deal with it. But at the end of the day, you're going to wish you had all that money that you done spent all on them front lace wigs and all that foolishness that y'all walking around with. And you know you got 4 or 5 kids that you relying on food stamps to feed them with. And then you spending all that extra money. You're going to wish you had that money before it's all over with. Because everybody else is doing what they need to do to prepare and buckling down and not really wasting money like that because we know what's coming. He told us what was coming. He told us famine was coming. He told us all those things. You know? It's crazy. And they just, like I said, we always believe the government is going to do something to help us. No, it's going to come a point where they're not going to be able to help. Look how much money they done spent all over the country, all over the world, sending to these people for wars that don't have nothing to do with us, but because we need the resources coming from some of these places, they got to help them. You know, and it's like, this is just ridiculous.
It really is.
You know, I try not to get overly upset about it, but it is, it's upsetting. It really is, it's upsetting because it makes no sense. You know, we've been on here, I just put this show on, and this is the 346th show that we have done once a week for how you do the math. We're only on here once a week, and that's on Sunday. This is our 346th show, and we have tried to give information on top of information on top of information. And I hope this will help some people. But at some point, they may shut all this stuff down, too. Nobody may be able to afford to keep this on if it get real bad. So this may be it.
isn't it somewhere in the scriptures where it says that the word is actually going to become scarce in the end?
Yeah. Pray, because this is something, it's something else, I'm telling you. You got to be able to see it for yourself and understand what's going on, because they're not hiding no more. It's just not being hid anymore. People are ignoring it, but if nothing's being hid anymore, you know, it's serious business. It's just real serious, you know. So we got people in this, we got new people on the earth with a different blood type than everybody else's, you know. We got spaceships that's flying all over the place that's being seen by everybody. We got spaceships from our United States going up into space to fight against the spaceships that's already up there. This is crazy.
It really is.
Huh?
I said it really is crazy.
This is some Star Trek stuff that we see on Star Trek. Crazy.
But you know what, Sister Yaina? Everything done went to hell in a handbasket. But there ain't no. But some people are saying there ain't no 400 years. There ain't nothing happening. But everything done went to hell in a handbasket.
Ain't that it? You tell the truth. You know you tell the truth. But, well, them is the ones. You know, you just those kind of people. You just let them talk. And let them lead whoever they leading astray, and let them do whatever they gonna do, whatever they gonna do, because they'll see and suit. Like I said, them will be the ones that beat you on the boat. You won't even have a seat. They will. They gonna lead their own people and they flock and beat you on the boat. It's ridiculous. I think I found this one. Hold on. Let me see what this one is right here.
Obsession is a dick.
Hold on. I got to get rid of this commercial. Because it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you just look at all this mess. You don't know who human and who ain't. You really don't.
No.
Crazy.
I don't know what's in it.
That is some weird. That's a pilot over the Pacific who may have encountered something just a touch more alarming than turbulence.
There's a new sighting of some UFOs, and this one looks pretty good. So there is video from a plane that's flying 39,000 feet, and you just see 9 to 12 lights evenly spaced out, moving at a very consistent speed, and the pilot is freaked out. And when you hear pilots say they don't know what something is, these are guys who are very aware of what flying objects look like.
Oh my gosh, you guys, these are birds.
They're luminescent. A bird with Christmas lights at 39,000 feet.
That is exactly. Oh my gosh, you guys! These are birds. Oh wait, oh, that's how. This is the mentality that these people are in today. And that sums it up right there. That sums it up right there with what she just said. Oh my gosh, you guys! These are birds. They glowing for real in the daytime. I ain't never seen no birds glow in the daytime. Have you?
No, ma'am.
This is this generation that is coming up underneath us are screwed. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm serious. Let me finish. They screwed up. I'm serious.
Oh. Like they're migrating.
Yeah, maybe back home to the planet Zircon. Any other theories?
Some people are saying this might be anti-missile flares.
Oh, phew, so it's not aliens. It's just something shot out of another plane to stop missiles from hitting our plane. Wait, what?
How come the pilot doesn't, like, fly closer to, like, check it out?
Hey, everybody, how'd you like us to get closer to that unidentified object?
The whole plane is like, let's go!
The pilot was like, there's something flying fast and erratically. Let's go towards it. No, don't do
that. Believers will tell you that sometimes aliens are in the sky, and sometimes they're where you least expect them.
Let's say we find out aliens have been living here for years. Who least surprises you to find out they're an alien?
Amongst us?
Like, if you found out that Mel was, like, an alien...
That's my number one, actually.
We don't need the men in black to discover that she's weird.
Or, now, guess what? They might be... You don't know how... close to the truth, they might be. It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just so much stuff. It's just unbelievable. These things, it's nine lights. Nine, let me see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lights that are flying in symmetry over the clouds that the pilots have videotaped with the phone, and you can see them.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's just unbelievable, the things that we have had to deal with. I'm serious. And the mentality of these people, these minds of these people, these young people that we're dealing with today, their minds are gone. And they always trying to rationalize something. Well, maybe it's this. Or maybe it's not this. It could be that. No, you're just in denial.
Uh-huh.
You're living in denial. It's crazy. Unbelievable. But, I mean, you know, how do you get past a person whose mind is just gone?
My thing is that we all gonna get the Most High said in His Word He's gonna deliver all of us, and you talking about taking all of us out of here, lying up in the wilderness or the place of safety, where are we going? And these same people with these same mindsets, a lot of them gonna be there too. Could you just imagine that?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that once that happens, that once the reality of America is no more, I think that it's going to be a real live shock, because it's not from what we've read, and I think it's in Ezekiel 39 where he said none of them will be left in those lands anymore. So it's not a choice. This is not something that you choose to do. He's coming to get His children, and He's taking us back to our own land where we originated from. So once they realize that it ain't going to be no more fake booty implants, it ain't going to be no more fake eyelashes, it ain't going to be no more lace front wigs, it ain't going to be no more fake fingernails, all that stuff is going to be over with. That once you get on that boat and you're on your way back, you're leaving all of that behind. I think that's going to be a shock within itself. I really do. I really, really do. Because their minds can't think past leaving. Where are we going? Leaving to go where? You know, my grandson said, well, why we got to leave? Because you can't stay. And then what I thought about today, I said, well, what if there is a group of people that have this unique blood type that's different from everybody else's, and then they're black people, or they look Negro or whatever? Those people aren't coming, because the Most High knows His. They're not coming. So it will be some that will be left behind, but they won't be His, because He knows His children. They don't get to just mingle in because they got the right skin color. He knows His children. How He's going to deal with that, I don't know. How He's going to handle that, I don't know how He's going to determine who's who, but He knows His children. He knows His own children. So I think that once they make that that transition, that's going to be a future shock for them right now, because as much information is out there now, they don't even believe that. I mean, we put the video up there where the brother, the prophet said what he said, and he made his point. And then the sister came on the show, and she said what she said about the second Exodus, and not to mention all the stuff we've been saying down through the years about the second Exodus.
Right.
And they still don't get it. They still don't. You know, nobody's listening until they don't have a choice. Until they don't have a choice anymore. Because all this is over with. Mansions, cars, all the stuff that we have is over. You know? So I don't know. I just don't know. You know, when you understand that, it's hard to see the situations that we're in and to realize all this stuff is jumping off. It's just a lot. It's like, man, come on now. But, again, they're going to be clueless until they just not. That's why the Most High has to use older people. Now I understand why he has to use older people when they're older and more mature, because to use some of these young people and use young,
I agree with you.
That's not going to work, you know, because everybody's mind is somewhere else. You know, it's just somewhere else. You just don't never know what is somewhere else, gone somewhere else. They're not ready for the change. They've gotten so caught up in this world and the things that's going on in this world, they're just not ready for it. They're not. And the more you try to tell them, the weirder you sound. You the conspiracy theorist. It's like, okay, well, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not saying nothing else. You know, keep eating what you're eating. Don't worry about it. Don't read the labels. Don't do nothing. You know, we have a dietary law that he has given us, and he means for us to eat a certain way for a certain reason. But you keep eating the stuff that you're eating. Keep eating it. You'll be all right. What can you say? You know, it's just, what can you say? They are so caught up in what they're feeding them on television. And it's like, well, go for it. If you want to live like that, go for it. You know, so I don't know. You just got to continue to pray and keep it moving, because, you know, I just stopped. I stopped. You know, I hope the Most High don't get me for it, but I stopped. I just stopped sending stuff to people. Well, you figure it out. You can do it the way you have it your way.
I think a lot of people have to be honest with you. I mean, the brothers are still on the street corner, but they're not out there as much as they used to be. You know, a lot of people just getting tired of always, you know, all that craziness and silliness.
You know, if you want to, you know, because some people got to hit it the hard way. They got to have it the hard way. They got to see it for themselves. And like I said, when you realize, you know, because America has, we have consumed most of the resources from all over the world. We haven't gone without anything. We have been allowed to live a certain way in spite of other countries starving and having the not having the things that they need. We've always had an abundance of everything. And, you know, all it's going to take is for us to go through what some of these people have gone through all along and to really be able to see that we're in a real serious situation. COVID started it. COVID kind of gave everybody that shock, you know. They started it, but it really hasn't gotten to where it's going to go. It has not. You know, it has not. And like I said, all the people who didn't prepare are the ones that we have to look out for, because they're going to be mad because you have and they don't. But while, like I said, while you was finger popping and twerking and buying lace front wigs and walking around half naked and doing the stuff you was doing, this is what some people were preparing. You know, and it's just unfortunate. I'm just sad to, you know, I'm just sorry that we had to go through it, but it's necessary. Some people have to go through it, you know. And then, like I said, when we get ready to leave, you're not gonna sneak in. It ain't gonna be no thing where you sneaking under the radar, because he knows those that are his. He knows his. And I don't believe the people who are not of us will want to come. I don't think the option is gonna be there for them to come. But it's getting close. It's getting close. You know, it really is. It's really getting close. And we just have to wait on the Most High to do what he said he's going to do. Because his word is not going to come back void. We're getting close. You know, and these people walk up in these churches and let these people sing you into this emotional frenzy and crying and booing. You better dry them tears up and hold your shoulders back and go take care of your business, because they getting paid to do what they doing. Ain't nobody paying you. Go take care of your business and make sure you got some food in your closet and some water in your house for your children. For real. Ridiculous. You know, it just takes a lot. It just, you know, you just get burnt out. You really do. You get burnt out like, well, have it your way. However you want it, that's fine with me. I'm not getting involved in it at all. Because people, too, they said people died in the hurricane trying to stay with the property so their house didn't get looted.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy. Crazy, but ain't nothing you can do, Brother Yerushalayim. Brother Yerushalayim, there's nothing you can do. You can tell them, and then your hands are clean. That's all we're responsible to do is tell them, and then our hands is clean. Because you're not going to get before the Most High and say, well, you didn't tell me this. You left me and my kids hanging. He going to be like, no, I didn't. I had them standing on the street corner right around the corner from your house, and they was preaching this message to you. But you walk past them, and you act like you didn't know what they was talking about. Or, matter of fact, they didn't have YouTube clips on for years and years and years, and you didn't want to hear what they had to say. So, no, you're not going to get in front of me and tell me I didn't give you the word, because I did. You know? And that's where we are. Yes, indeed. I was telling somebody about a generator. They was like, do you have one? I said, I'm living in an apartment. But once I get my house, yes, that's one of the things I'm going to buy. Do you have one?
You're asking me, do I have one?
No, I was asking them, did they have one? They was getting smart, mm-hmm. Like, well, do you have one? No, I don't have a house. But when I get a house, I'm definitely going to get me one. Why don't you have one? Why you got to rebut something? Just go get what you need. It don't matter who thought about it first. Just go get it.
Yep.
You know? Oh, don't get it. It don't matter to me. Get it or don't get it. That's on you. Do you have water stored up? I sure do. I got 5 cases of water in there. Yes, I do. At the time when I was talking to them, I sure do. So, you know, you just get tired of the blowback. You get tired of the pushback. You get tired of all of it. And it's like, well, you know, you ain't got to worry about it. Just that's on you, you know, because we trying to tell you. And it's love that keeps us telling you, nothing else. Because we can be quiet and just finish it on out and ride it out till it's over. But it's over. Area code 717, your mic is open. You on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to just say that you had mentioned a radiation pill from the nuclear. I don't think people should take that. You talk about seeing glowing birds. I think if they take that, they're going to be glowing. I just think it's poison. I don't think it will help at all.
Well, the only reason why they have it is in the event that there's a nuclear attack. I don't think they're going to just take it just to be I hope they're not taking it just to be taking it. But, no, you're supposed to have that like in your emergency kit in the event that there's a nuclear attack. You know, because I really don't take a whole lot of nothing other than vitamins. But I do. Yeah. I believe that you have it in your emergency kit and just put it up, you know, in the event that there's a nuclear attack that we, you know, we might need it. But I don't know. We may not need it. I don't know. You know, we just have to trust y'all. But we're getting closer, sis. We're getting closer to getting out of here. You know, so we just wait and see what happens, you know, because Russia is supposed to play a significant role in this whole country and everything. So, I mean, the fact that they're in the news, they've been in the news forever, you know, you just have to watch. That's all you can do is watch, you know.
I think Russia's going to be the one that's going to tell it. I think they're going to be the one that break it and say, hey, you know who them people is? Because they're coming mighty close.
Well, you know what? Amininadad from Iran got in trouble a long time ago because he was at the UN. And they was arguing about something. He was like, y'all ain't the people. Oh, they went off. I mean, it was terrible. They went off on terrible. Oh, he was like, you ain't the people. You know, he ain't say no more than that. He was just like, because you ain't the people. And, man, they went off on him.
I don't remember that one. When did that happen?
It was years ago. I will never forget it. He said, because you ain't the people. And he kind of smirked when he said it. Boy, they went off on him. All of them went off. But they know. Come on now. I mean, you know they know. Especially Iran, you know, because if Esther was the queen of Persia, you know, then they know that that was a black woman. They know that she was a Negro woman. They know that. They know who the children of Israel are. They held us captive. So they know all about that. They have our history written within their history. You know, and no matter how much everybody tries to pretend it ain't so, it is. So they know. Persia just changed their name to Iran, I think, in the 1950s.
Wow.
So they know. These are all the people that have held us captive. They know who we are.
Yeah, they know because they got that new thing that I was looking at. Well, it's something about my true ancestry or whatever it is, not that I would ever take it. But what they have found is that through all the ancient archaeological sites, if you go back past 2000 BC,
right,
get to the time of the first and second temple.
Mm-hmm.
The DNA from those people matches out. And that is so weird. Because there was Brother Benai Israel, he took one of those tests. And he matched up. His DNA went straight back to Jerusalem. But if you take one of the regular DNA tests, oh, it tells you West Africa and all that crap. But this one here, it matches your DNA up to ancient archaeological sites. And the Ashkenazi, they DNA don't even come nowhere near that.
No, sir. But they know, you know, it's just, it has to play itself out. You know, everybody is just trying to be cool because they know more than we know. They know more than we do. But I want to play this for you real quick just to let you hear because it's on the website. It's on our website, but listen to her. This was years ago. Listen to her.
Hi, shalom, shalom from Israel. This is Ola, the daughter of Jethro. And I just heard that you black people that was stolen from Africa to America, that you don't know who you are. But you are the children of Yahweh, the children of Israel. And I'm telling you, you have to come back to your homeland, here to Zion, to Jerusalem, because us the Gentiles, we need you to come and pray because you are our Savior. You're the one that was chosen by Yahweh to to live in this land, not the Jewish people, it's you. You were stolen from Africa, they deceived you, they told you that you are slaves, but you actually the children of Israel. And it's time just to come back. Come for your people, come back for us, come back for the whole Gentiles, because only you gonna save us. So please come back to Zion.
Can you believe that? She said, please come back to Zion. Yeah. Tell her, we on our way. Just hold on, because we on our way for real. So they know. Everybody. She said, please come back. She said, you were stolen from Africa, and they told you that you was African. She said, but you're not. You're the children of Israel. She said, and you were supposed to live in this land. She said, so please come back to Zion. We're on our way, sis. Just hold on, because we're trying to get there as fast as we... As soon as the Most High say it's okay for us to go, we on our way. Believe me, we coming. The old and the young and the new and the feeble and everybody, we on our way back. That do something to me every time I listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Because she's in Jerusalem. She made that tape in Jerusalem, standing in Israel. She said, y'all got to come back. These people ain't even supposed to be in here. It's you. You the one supposed to live in this land. That's the land of Canaan. That's the land we were given. So, yeah, they know. They know all about it. They really do. We just don't know. Everybody want to be us but us. Everybody want to be us but us. You know, we just, oh, my gosh. You talking about the people? You know, you just be like, oh, wow. You know, they're fascinated with the foolishness of the other nation. They are fascinated with it. But what can we do? We just keep on yelling it from the rooftop until we just can't no more. And once the show go out there, don't panic, because either one or two things, either they done cut us off or we getting ready to come home. I don't even know how they're going to advertise that, if that would even be advertised. But we working, we are waiting for the Most High to give the word so that we can go back to our land. That's what we waiting for. That's what we waiting for. You know, that's how we living. That's what we doing. Well, look at here, you guys. It is time for us to come off of this line. We've been on here for a minute. There's so many people on here. You know, I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. Now, look, don't forget, at 7 o'clock, now we coming back on here to end the new moon ceremony. So we can go to the store. We can buy something to eat. We can pay our bills, all that stuff. We meeting on the class line at 7 o'clock, everybody. So we're going to let you go so you guys can finish doing what you're doing. We'll see you back on the class line at 7 o'clock. Thank you, Brother Uriah Shalom and the sister and Brother Uriah and Brother Leonard and everybody for being on the show with us today. And we'll see you guys later on this evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.